good play?
No, they were awful. They were awful. That was my fault. I should have called timeout. I thought with the broken floor, guys coming down with the broken floor and you're down one, I thought, you know, for sure we'd drive it. So Diedrich didn't have a chance. He had more time. I think he shot it with about one or one and a half left, so he probably could have gathered. But we had no chance on that last possession. That's obviously my fault. Should have called timeout. I just thought we'd drive it.
Did you think about calling timeout or not?
Oh, no, I did. I should have, though. What are you going to get better than an open, broken floor when you're in the double bonus to drive it? You know, you're not going to get anything better than that, but I still should have.
Is that just kind of a lack of veteran guard experience?
We had a senior with the ball. That's not the reason. I think that you look at the turnovers and unforced errors. You could say some of that may be attributed to inexperience, but not there at the very end. I don't think so. I mean, it's just a natural tendency to, you got 8.5 seconds left to go downhill and make a play. So at least that's what I would think. We should have called timeout. If we called timeout, then they soft press us, and then we probably don't have that opportunity. But maybe should have called timeout with about four left right after half court. But we didn't.
How much better are your guys executing coming out of a timeout than they were earlier in the season?
I think that we usually score out of timeouts a fairly high percentage, but, Beetle Bolden made the best defensive play of the game. That'll go unnoticed, and I'm sure Bob will tell you the same thing. But because with 28 or whatever is left, or 30 or what, or 35, whatever it was, whenever we had about 20 on the clock, we threw the ball back to Diedrich and had Devon go back to get it, and he never touched it. And the play was supposed to start with Devon touching it. So there was a senior that just basically said, "You ain't going to get it," and therefore we end up getting having a bad possession, and not getting a chance to score. So I thought that was a really good play by Beetle in that regard. So that was poor execution out of a timeout.
Closing game's obviously been a deal, but how about when you're up 5-6 and you can't extend the lead, midway through the half or even later?
Well, that happened in the first half. We're up five, had an uncontested lob, and LeGerald hit his hand on the backboard, which kept him from catching it. So that would have been put us up seven, and then we end up going down two. And lucky to get it tied at halftime, and then second half, I don't know that we ever had control, but you're up six with around 2:30 left, something like that, and then Harris made a huge shot, and then they scored kind of on a broken floor play, and then of course Haley drove the slot and made the game winner. Did a lot. We did some good things, especially defensive rebounding was probably as good as it's been all year long. Our first shot defense wasn't bad at all. Certainly, not being able to get key stops. That's something that we've always taken great pride in, is getting the most important, winning the most important possessions, and that obviously didn't happen tonight.
Well, I think they said on the TV that you tried to simplify things the last media timeout. Are you sort of searching for things to close out games right now?
Well, I don't know what anybody. I don't know who was in our timeout, but when you say simplify, I don't. We're just trying to finish the game, so there was nothing trying to simplify anything.
Are you trying to find ways to get them to play better late? Are you searching for?
But there was no simplifying in the game. If you want to say what was working is just get out of Devon's way and let him drive to pitch. We went through a period of time where we did that quite a bit, or just throw the ball to Diedrich and get out of his way. So I guess that could be considered that. But we're not a very good passing team and a ball handling team. And so a lot of times, the more we handle it, the more chance there is to turn it over. So I guess there could be some things about what what you heard on TV that was accurate.
I guess that's been close games. What do you think about closing out games for you guys?
No, we haven't been very good at it. I agree.
What did you guys do better in the second half as far as taking care of the ball?
You know, I think we had, five turnovers the second half, which is still isn't great, but we did a better job. We gave ourselves a chance to score. You know, I thought the first half, so many of those turnovers weren't, forced. It was more reputation forced than it was actually forced, and got sped up and just made some awful plays. And even when we didn't turn it over, we still made some awful plays. But, you know, give them credit for that. And, you know, I don't know what Bob will say, but that first half set basketball back a few decades. But second half, I thought both teams did play better. I thought they played well the second half, and I thought we actually played quite a bit better also.
How big of a factor was Marcus's foul trouble? I mean, you got to have him on the floor. Is that where you're at?
Yeah, it didn't amaze him. You can't play without Marcus Garrett. But you know, what did he do? Come out for 2 minutes, and after he came out, we still went up six. When he went back in, it didn't help us. But certainly, that wasn't difference in the game by any stretch.
What do you see from his offensive emergence and development? Pretty good again today.
Yeah, he was really good. He drove it downhill, and you know, he didn't make perimeter shots. And you know, I think we could have probably got a better look than the one he kind of pulled back and shot about a 15 footer there, pretty much late clock. But he's playing great. You know, and he can guard anybody. That's the thing is about him. He's tough as nails and can guard anybody. You know, we get seven steals and one kid gets six. That tells you a little bit about his toughness level compared to, you know, how aggressive maybe some other guys are.
Coach, is there anything you saw from West Virginia today that you didn't see on tape kind of going into this game?
I don't think so. You know, I can't comment on another coach's team. I'm not in practice every day, but it looked like to me that they were pretty connected the second half. You know, both teams were pretty disjointed or whatever, I think, in the first half. And so I'm sure Bob told his team at halftime, hey, that's as bad as we can play, and we were tied. And I told my team at halftime, hey, that's as bad as we can play, and we were tied. So it was kind of both of us. We weren't very good. But I thought second half both teams executed and played pretty well. But I don't think there was anything new. If you're going to look at something new, you know, Esau, you know, made two threes and he hadn't shot the ball well. So, I mean, that was obviously a big bonus for them.
What's the challenge of returning home? I mean, after this kind of loss and then this travel, I mean, you got to play Monday. With this team particularly.
Nah, we'll be okay. We'll be okay. So, it's, can't get this one back. So you got to put it in your rearview mirror, so to speak. So, yeah, we'll be okay. We'll be excited to play Iowa State on Monday.
Surprised that neither coach called timeout there in the last. Just the faith in your players and both coaches, or just?
My deal was probably more the situation. You know, broken floor, double bonus, down one. You drive it. I mean, you drive it. Me not calling timeout was a bad move by me. Bob not calling timeout obviously was a brilliant move by him, because you know they did what they did. They played to their strengths. I mean, Haley drove the ball downhill, got the slot where he can get to his right hand. I mean, obviously they did a much better job in that area playing to their strengths at game point.
You didn't go to Otie much today.
You saw what happened when he was in there. He was a little rattled. So I thought today was the first day he looked like a guy that just came out of red shirt. But he'll be okay. But today wasn't his day.